The blockade has been in place since Hamas took control of Gaza back in 2007, but is under fire now because it's preventing access for aid into Gaza from the Mediterranean. At the same time, Israel controls land crossings while its two-year war on Hamas continues. And as any on those boats would underline, countless Gazans are in ever more desperate need for food and other aid right now. Bottom line, a tense situation in the Mediterranean, Susan.
And what is Israel saying?
Well, it calls the whole thing a stunt and calls those in the flotilla provocateurs looking to create some sort of incident. Israel's even said that it would allow the boats to drop their aid north of Gaza with the pledge it would then be taken into Gaza. But the boats continued toward the Gazan coast regardless. And there are those who suggest Israel has no legal jurisdiction in those waters, others suggesting if Israel can demonstrate that it's militarily justified, then interceptions can go forward. But even as the flotilla approached, Israel made clear it would use any means possible to stop it, and that seems to be what's happening. Tonight, interceptions and arrests, and by some accounts, no small degree of chaos. And I'll just mention one of those now detained, Greta Thunberg, the climate activist, video emerging now of her being picked up by Israeli authorities on one of those boats. As Israel put it, Greta and her friends are safe and healthy. All of this, Susan, is expected to continue for the next several hours.